Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Duke of Earl. Yes, it's many people have not known that all these years, but it is official. I'm coming out, folks. I am actually the Duke of Earl. I'm glad to be with you, as always. My website is thedukeofearl.com. No, that's not right. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. We got lots of stuff that will help you there. Don't forget to subscribe to my website. And also, we have a poll question on the homepage. We want to know what you think. Check it out. And all the other things, archives, articles, Brain Trust members, including our good friend Marcia Egan, who's with us now. Marcia is the author of Inbox Detox. She's an email productivity expert. She's a life coach. Do you play an instrument, Marcia? Do you play any kind of musical instrument?
I do not.
Well, then, if you did, I was going to call you a Renaissance person. Do you speak another language?
Some
language you speak?
Some days.
Okay, well, if you know, I'm going to need a little more to actually put you over the top to be a Renaissance lady, a Renaissance woman, but to work on that between now and next time. Hey, Marcia, give us your website. Tell us how we can find you.
Our website is inboxdetox.com. It should be very easy for you folks to remember.
Two X's on the end of those two. And the book is there, and I know they can find out all about you there, all the things that you do and help people. And I know you help people all over the world, don't you?
Well, I sure do. And it sounds kind of funny to say I help people straighten out their inboxes, but their inboxes are a reflection of their lives. And the more stuff you let in those inboxes, the more confused you get about what's important.
Right.
So we spend a lot of time helping people decide on where they should spend their time and what's important and what's not.
Well, you know, in the previous segment, Marcia, you were talking to us about the new development that Facebook has with their email program, which I actually think it might be a misnomer to call it an email, but that's not for me to decide. But you know, I'm imagining small business owners out there, especially people who came up in the 20th century like me, you know, grabbing the hair on the side of their heads and saying, "My, what? This is another thing I have to learn. I'm going to have to contact. You know, I can't keep up with all this stuff. I mean, it's starting to get out of hand, isn't it, Marcia?"
There are some people who would think that, yes.
And with some justification.
Well, sure. I mean, we used to, 85% of the world is on Outlook for their email, but now we have Gmail and a lot of other, and now we have Facebook email, and there are lots of these email clients, they call them, popping up everywhere. And
What's the other one you mentioned?
Facebook.
Microsoft's.
Outlook.
Gmail and Outlook and Eudora. I only recently moved over to Outlook. I used Eudora for over a decade and loved it. But I mean, those are just clients. They're still using the same part of the internet that we call email. This other thing with Facebook, that's a whole other thing. And I just you know, the great thing about email is everybody has one. Everybody's on it. It's a very productive tool. And you know, what concerns me, Marcia, is some younger people who are now in the marketplace, you know, if they decide they want to use Facebook email, then if they're our customers, we've got to try to do that, don't we?
It remains to be seen. And this is, it's just recently been announced. They haven't, I mean, there's not a whole lot of history with the product yet. But the way it's designed, it seems to be designed for the social side of your life. And because you don't have you can't do the carbon copies, the CCs, you can't do the subject lines. And it actually, one of the other features of it is it actually will sort based on who are your top friends and
right.
That kind of thing.
Right, right. But you know, I don't know. I'm
Uh-huh.
And so...
Well, we didn't even talk about that.
No, that's the point I'm making here is we've got all these different platforms, all these different tools, and it's getting a little complicated. That's my point, is it's getting a little complicated sometimes. And as every day that goes by and as younger people come on into the marketplace, you know, I'm telling you, if this email thing with Facebook catches on, there'll be some customers who will say, why don't you and I just communicate on Facebook's email?
And they might. And I think it's going to be a challenge for businesses to watch this over time. My guess is that if there are some objections about this, the people at Facebook aren't going to let that lie around too fast or too long. So we'll kind of have to see. But your point about the volume of things that can come into your inbox now is just, it's overwhelming. I mean, the average person's getting about 100 emails a day.
I could see people moving to if they didn't have a lot of business, if it was social, I could see them moving to Facebook just to avoid the spam.
And that's one of the assets about it, because people have to be cleared to be on Facebook.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
That's one of the things. You know, spam may be the big reason that the people do that. Hey, give us your website again, Marcia, quickly.
It is inboxdetox.com.
Thank you, Marcia, for being here. Good job today.
Happy Thanksgiving, Jim.
Marcia Egan, folks, her book is called Inbox Detox. I'll be right back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.